Must check work email first thing in the morning before you get out of bed. Be willing to work all hours of day and night. Skip lunch breaks. Eat while you're working. Do not take any weekends and vacations off. Does that sound like a job you would want to apply for?
Welcome to Beauty Babble. Today we're talking about being a solopreneur and what kind of boss you are to yourself. This is a very interesting topic, Suzanne, and I'm very excited to dive into it a little bit. Why don't you kick us off? I think you came across this.
I did. I saw this little article and I thought, oh my God, this is so true. As a, you know, an entrepreneur, solopreneur, you know, the first thing on that article, and we can highlight the article too if we would like to. But I love saying, if this was the requirement of your job, like if you were applying for this job, would you apply? And it says, must check work email first thing in the morning before you get out of bed. Must be willing to work all hours of day and night. Must skip lunch breaks, eat while you're working. Must sacrifice friendship and hobbies I love. Must text, email with clients all day, whenever they call or whenever they text, right? Must not take any weekends and vacations off. Does that sound like a job you would want to apply for? Like, no.
No.
And it brought back, I shared it with you because it brought back a lot of memories when I was running my own spa. And it's like, oh my God, yes. I mind you, then I didn't have to deal with texting because I had an actual offsite location that they had to actually call in to book or email. And we, you know, I have to say we did keep that pretty good for operating hours, you know, but I think in today's world that working from home and or out of a small boutique place, maybe people are not doing this. And I thought, isn't that an interesting title? I love that. What kind of a boss are you to yourself? And I think with mental health today and, you know, everything about it, I thought this should be something we should talk about. And I'd love to hear back from our audience too, what they think if they resonate with this, you know?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, so you go into working for yourself and thinking, you know, you're going to have a better balance. But if you're not careful, it actually takes over your entire life. And then you catch yourself and, you know, you're working instead of, you know, having dinner with your family, or you're on your phone texting with the client or whatever it may be. And I think that just like you have rules or limitations in a traditional job, you should set those limitations for yourself. Yeah. as a solopreneur. Like, I work from home, and when my husband's home, he sometimes will come into the office and just want to chat, and I'm like, no, I'm working. That when that door is closed, that means I'm not here, I'm in the office. But he's like, but you're here. I'm like, pretend I'm not. Because if I was in actually at my place of work, you can't just walk in and talk to me. You can talk to me on my lunch break.
Right. And actually, now that you say that too, that's another thing that I find clients, which, you know, I remember because people used to say to me, Suzanne, why don't you just open up a little place out of your house and just do your own thing? It's like, no, I don't think it'll go very well, because I was pretty strict on hours and time. And I used to hear people, when they would set up their own places, they would tell me, what do you think? What do you think? And I'd say, make sure you set up your boundaries right away. These are your operating hours. I will not be responding to your text or messages after these hours. They will text you whenever they're thinking, because they think they have a direct contact with you. If you don't set up those boundaries right away, you're hooped. How do you change it now when they're used to it? So you have to, you know, if this is you and you're hearing this right now, maybe this is your first goal. That's a big one, is just say, you know what, an update to my hours, my operating hours are this, I will respond. So then you have to make sure, if you are booking yourself back to back in those hours, you need time to respond to your clients too. So a half an hour before your day, but remember, they're going to respond back to you when they can. So it's that back and forth thing. That's why a lot of people just do their online booking now, which I think is a fabulous idea. It saves up so much time. But yeah, I think that would be one thing I would say, if you could do anything for yourself, is set that up. have the boundaries. You don't want to deal with clients on your day off. It's a Sunday. You're, you know, maybe out with the family or friends, or you're socializing or whatever it may be, or you're just by yourself and you want to read a book, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely.
For a walk, like, you know, so some things, I think how you can treat yourself better as a solopreneur is really important, setting up those boundaries for yourself.
I agree. And I think the one thing about text, which is not my favorite, is there's an expectation of immediacy when somebody texts, when you're, you know, when somebody texts you and you're not responding. So really having that clear communication in that your hours of operation include your text messaging and email is very important, because just because it comes to your phone doesn't mean that you're available to answer it.
Correct. I mean, but our whole society has turned into that immediate gratification.
Yeah.
And that's what that means. They want to hear back right away.
Absolutely.
But I know. And the other thing is, you know, when you are on your own, you're wearing a lot of hats, right? You're the service provider. You're the one that cleans up. You're the one that probably does your own marketing, right? Your purchaser, your organizer, you're planning everything. Outside of work, are you a partner? Are you, you know, a daughter, a sister, a cousin, a best friend, a mom, mm-hmm. whatever it may be, an aunt, you know, like, or maybe you volunteer too. I don't know, but you wear a lot of different hats. And I think I always reference that. I used to joke, actually, I'd come into work and someone's, oh, Susanna, I said, wait, I haven't put my hat on yet. Just physically take it off. And okay, I'm ready. Go. So that I could mentally prepare myself is, and that's how I got through it. I just wore my hats, you know?
I love the physical action of that, because it's like reminding you to get into a different frame of mind.
It's like, okay, hats on, let's do this, you know?
Yeah. I think especially too for like currently people who work from home, like if you have your spa business out of your house, like I am, the work I do, I sit in front of a computer all day in my house, you know, so it's very easy to get those hats on top of each other.
Yeah.
But you have to find a way that, you know, when you walk into your room, your treatment room at home, that you take that home hat off and you put your, you know, business service provider hat on. And that's what you're doing while you're in there and you're not thinking about the laundry or whatever. I have laundry right now.
Right. Another thing that, speaking of that, would come up, and I'm sure a lot of moms out there listening right now can hear this, especially if your children have phones, significant other, right? Whatever, more your parents, whatever that may be, and they're texting you and you're not responding. Next thing you know, they call you. So one thing that I set boundaries for at the beginning with my children was that you're calling because it's a crisis emergency. You're not calling to say, what can I eat for lunch? You're not,
it's
just
the three B's. I call it the three
B's. What's that? What's the three B's? Wait,
you can interrupt. If the kids are home and like I'm working, I'm like, you can only interrupt me if it's one of the three B's. Somebody's bleeding, somebody's barfing, or you're having trouble breathing. Anything else, you cannot interrupt.
Fire, come get me.
Yeah. I forgot about the fire, but I'll smell the smoke.
But that's what I used to do. And I see it in today's world. Like, so many people, they're at work, not just currently where I am, just over the last, I don't know, probably even actually 10 years. Like when I go back to the school, when I was in the high school, it's like parents are texting their kids in class time, during class. And then they're pissed off that their child is not responding. I had a parent call in one time. We're in the middle of class. We're going through review because there's an exam coming up. And she goes, Mom, I can't talk. And she goes, I have to answer. She's not going to stop calling. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't understand this. I'm not understanding right now. I said, answer the phone. I said, Mom, we're in the middle of class. You're interrupting us. We're reviewing. Oh, it'll only take a second. I just need to talk to her. I said, and she's hanging up right now. Click.
Oh, and my gosh.
She took it to the office.
She was in the wrong, though. That's ridiculous.
She went that far. I know. And obviously, the principal, you know, had my back on that and understood. And so what was the emergency? You had to pick her up that you're going shopping. You pick her up every day.
That's insane.
Tell her you're going shopping to the mall. That's why she called.
That's ridiculous. Like if it's a family emergency or something, you call the office and they pull the kid out of class, right?
You get sending a text. Like I said to them, I said, here's the thing. You guys need to understand your future life here. This is what I was like. No wonder you don't turn anything off.
Yeah.
Because mentally, that's not good for you. You're constantly on, this, that, distraction. Blah, blah. No wonder there's no critical thinking today, no focus, no, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I did. Anyways, that's off topic. But, you know, and so I see it, you know, managers, bosses, like every, it's like, oh, it's my kids again. I'm going to have to. Isn't that what text is for? Like, a long ways. Mom, I'm home from school. Get it. I get that. I needed my kids to call in. They didn't have phones back then, so long ago. But when they did have a phone, they would text and say, Mom, I'm home. Because I knew around 3:30 they should be home. So I'd look at my phone. Okay, good. I don't need to worry then. So I do understand all those things, but you still have to set boundaries. If I don't know.
I'd love boundaries to, and expectations, not just with your clients, but with your family as well.
Yeah.
For sure.
So they only phoned for, but I had people who worked with me and over the years, even back then, that, oh, my kids are driving me crazy. Well, because you're allowing it.
Yeah.
You know, kids, you're teaching them the immediate response. So you've done this all their life. So now it's going to continue on that way. Right. So how do you into adulthood? Adulthood.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, this is amazing. So anyways, that's a whole other thing. I guess it's up to you. Maybe you're the worrier, you know, some of the people I know that were in this cycle, I'll call it, they were a very worried mom in a controlling kind of sense as well. Like they had to know everything going on at all times. And I was because of worry. Right.
Right.
But I still think then at that point, maybe you should, you know, this might sound crazy, but I would actually go talk to someone to see why am I like this? Why am I so uptight, worried, and panicky? And what's behind all that, you know? Because there's a lot to that, I think, deeper level.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So I'm just saying, if you want your sanity, I like your 3 Bs. I'd F at work.
And an F. 3B and an F.
Because I said to my, I closed my office door. I said, this was my time. So as I did this, even with staff, I said, when you see the office door closed, please don't interrupt me. It'll be short. I'll be an hour at max. Because then uninterrupted 1 hour is valuable. You can get a lot done in that time. A lot done. Especially if you have a list to go through, right?
So that's important because if you, like as a service provider, it's one thing to be in the room with your client because you're going to be more focused. You're going to be paying attention to your client. But the other things that you do, we were talking about this off, like your marketing or your, that actually takes a lot of brain power and creative thinking. And it's what I do for work full time. And when somebody interrupts me mid that, it's so hard to get back to it. And it's just like, it's really like being pulled out of something and it's almost jarring. So having that door closed, so setting those bounds for your other stuff too, not just when your client, like when you're doing your bookkeeping or your marketing or whatever it is you're doing, to have that boundary in that time as well, because that thinking process, that takes a lot of attention and you don't want to be interrupted.
Yeah. Cause you're starting over.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about, well, you and I have talked about that. You're in the middle of writing something out or you're doing something. So, oh yeah. And then your thought goes, oh, this and that and this. Oh, this is perfect. Good. That, this. That's normal behavior, I think.
Yeah.
That's how my brain works.
But as you do,
interrupts me, I go, oh, and it's gone. It's like, oh, where was I again?
Yeah.
So sometimes if that's, you know, if you're listening to this right now and that's you. You need to set up maybe short periods, maybe, you know, kids are young. I get it. They can't be without you for that long. I mean, I can't imagine people doing this with really young children. That would be difficult out of your home where they're accessible to you. That's tough. So I get it. But if you could do short breaks and actually, you know, you're doing your kids a big favor to understand, to wait and be patient and then understand the difference of when I have to do it, the B's and the F, or can I wait? Can this wait? So that's that critical thinking side that you're creating. Yeah. You know, I think it goes both ways, but anyways, that's the whole thing of that. I could just imagine, you know, setting the time frames. My husband, he has his own business and has forever. And I remember when he started to, the business concept of everything changed, and then his office was out of the home, and he would want to talk to me at night about things. And it's like, I said, no, because when he, before he'd come home, it was done. Like he might check email or something, but he was done in his day. Now he comes home, not today, but years ago, when he's changed it. And I said, okay, my brain doesn't work like that. Like when you get me to help you with things and strategize and we're like planning and thinking, now my brain's back on.
Mm-hmm.
But he's good because he's got it off his brain, because that's how his brain, he needs it off.
Yeah.
I'm on. Well, now I'm wide awake.
That's because you're a woman. I mean, my brain's like that. It never stops. So
yeah. Yeah. And my kids know when it, like when they were really little, it's like 8 o'clock. And I used to say, Kate, it's bedtime. It's mommy time. And I always made time at the end of the night, at least 1 hour for myself.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the healthiest hour because I would just, you know, watch Netflix or something, but it was the one thing that took my focus off me thinking. It's meaningless stuff to watch.
But that's important though. I think that is.
I needed to. Yeah. And some things were really like even to this day, because like, what are you watching? I don't even know. I'm like, what do you mean? You're not watching? Nope.
This is why I watch reality TV, because it is the most mindless thing you can watch. It doesn't like, it doesn't get you thinking. Like there's shows that are, if there's like drama in them or Lost or something, I'm like, this is making me I cannot watch it. Like it's triggering me. So I just watch reality TV because I'm just like, okay, mindless crap on TV. But I think, okay, anyways, this leads us into our next point, which I want to, you brought it up with your husband, but it's about having a work day and set hours, right? So whatever they are, to set yourself hours. For me, in my work, what I do, I actually, because sometimes I meet with clients and I have to go like do filming or whatever, I have on my website a booking calendar where I've set days of the week and times, and I have one evening and one weekend. No, that's a lie. I don't do weekends. So I have one evening booking available and then two other days a week. So I only have 3 days available where I'm able to book and meet with clients, because I need all the other time to do the doing of the work.
Right.
But if you set those for yourself, then you are restricting your work day to those hours that you'd set, because otherwise people will be texting me and I'm like, okay, well, I'll meet tonight. Okay, I'll meet, you know, and then I've ended up doing like 3 nights in 1 week, which I didn't want to do. Right. So I think that works as a service provider too. Like having, when I did aesthetics, I worked a week, I worked at 1 day a weekend, I work 1 night a week, and then I work weekdays as well. So I can meet my clients in what's available to them. And having that for yourself as you're, you know, if you're working out of your house or renting a space, to set your hours, however it fits your life and your clients, but sticking to those times.
Exactly. You know, I think too, sometimes what may help is, and I don't know, people are probably gonna think, oh my God, but what if they need to contact you, is to turn off your phone. That, I mean, notification wise, not off, right? But turn off so you're not hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't hear it coming in. You're like, who's that? What's going on? What is this?
Totally distracting. You're not present with whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's difficult because I know some people who, they don't have an open door. They're in their home, right? So it's locked. It's like, then you still can offer and say, just let me stay in your car. Text me when you're here and I will text you when I'm ready for you to come in. You have to just think of ways around these things, and once you start that habit, it's so much better and so much easier for that, for yourself too, because your clients will understand and they'll just wait,
and they get used to it too. They know the system.
Yeah And I think that's a big part too, but I know it's tough. Like I said, you've got kids, you know, how do you you can't really turn it off per se because you're worried, right? But yeah, I think like a few things we touched on is important. And then one thing too is, you know, if you work for somebody, typically they have some sort of a, you know, bonus. I don't mean tangible, like money-wise, just something about it, like a recognition or a thank you, a perk, things like that. Like, don't get crazy because it's an expensive world we're in, right? But what are some things you could do for yourself? What's a perk for yourself? Like, I remember a big one was, I'm a person that I can just work and eat right through my whole day. And people say, yeah, but that's not good for you. I said, well, but maybe that's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I can finish my day an hour earlier because I'm committed to cutting the day off at that time. There's a difference. Do you see what I mean? Now, there's some days where I'll go, yeah, you know what? I need 15 minutes. I'll get up and I'll go for a walk. So I clock out, as they say, and then come back. But I think really honing in on your needs, you need to sit down and figure out what makes you tick.
Yeah.
Right? Because at some point, health-wise, like that's why mental health is, you know, almost a crisis today's. You know, we haven't brought down the cortisols. We have, like, we're just, it's on all the time. Our heads are on all the time. And I think,
and it's that hustle culture, right? Like, yeah. I think as a mom who works from home and is self-employed, I feel like if my kids are at school, I should be working. Like, this, I should be taking advantage of the time to work. But recently I started doing where, like, Thursdays, my kids are half day at school. So not every Thursday, but at least once a month, I take that morning off and I give myself a break and I have 2.5 hours in the morning to myself. I don't clean my house. I don't do anything else. I just do something for myself. And usually it's nothing exciting, but I'm just chilling. And that's what I need to do.
But and you recognize what you need. And I was just going to say, like, that's a perk for yourself. And maybe one day it'll be where you can do it every week for a little bit, right? Like, but I mean, I get it. You start somewhere like once a month. That's good. That's a great start, right? Maybe, you know, because of the hours and the changes and the PD days and all that stuff, it's hard to do. But yeah, specific set aside. And then what will you do for yourself? And what's the treat? Now, doesn't, like I said, think outside the box. It doesn't have to be tangible all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I remember a friend of mine that said, it's winter, it's cold outside, and I don't feel like going to the gym. So they go to the mall, walk, and just window shop, if you can control yourself, I guess.
I love window shopping.
Whatever that may be, or once a month, you take that one day off completely for yourself. Maybe it's lunch with a friend, or, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's important to do those kinds of perks. It's mm-hmm. just so good for your soul and for your mind, you know? You got to feed yourself within. It's investing in yourself, right?
Absolutely. I think you forget that when you're working for yourself. You think you got to work all the time and you don't.
You know, on that side too, it's like people, because I'm always, as you saw, I came across this article, I thought I loved it, but I'm always reading and learning, but that feeds my soul. I love that. So I look at that as investing in myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, continuing education is important to me. And I think that's something that we forget, that that is something that feeds you, because you'll learn ideas from people. Like, maybe if you're listening to this podcast right now, this is a perk to yourself that you're listening and maybe hearing somebody else talk about something. Is it work-related? Okay, fair. Yes, it is. But it's different, right? Yeah. Like, it's hopefully you're getting some ideas for yourself. But plus, you know, like I said, you know, invest in yourself. Your education will help, whatever. Maybe it's to meditate. Maybe it's a workshop on Reiki. Maybe it's a workshop on reflexology, you know, or downtime, or how to organize myself, or like whatever it may be. You're still like learning, and I get that, but you're investing into yourself. That's how I see it. But yeah.
Yeah. I agree 100%. I love going to, I try to do like a work, I do online workshops sometimes, and there's like, I'm sure with aesthetics, and there was, I remember going to trade shows and stuff for aesthetics, but those were fun. And yes. It's also about just meeting new people, and it's a work trip. So you can, like, you know.
Well, actually, and that's what I loved about when we would have product knowledge classes, like with the skincare line we had, I forgot how many times a year we would do this. It was so much fun. It was a day off. I get it. And the staff ended up enjoying it because they met other people and learned at the same time, and they could bring something back, but it fed them that. Yeah. Even something small, they learn something all the time. But the big part was to meet other people and see, look at all the people that are actually doing the same thing as me. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think people forget that. And especially if you're by yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I just thought of something else too.
Okay.
When I used to do aesthetics, I would do trades with my friend who was a hairstylist. So she'd do my hair and I'd do something for her. And recently I went to on work trip to Vancouver. And when I was there, I got there early, so I couldn't check into the hotel. So I went to a spa and I got my nails done. I got a pedicure. And when I came back, my cousin was like, "Oh, I love your nails. Did you do them yourself?" I'm like, "No, I went to a spa." She's like, "Why would you go when you can do them yourself?" I'm like, "Because I didn't want to do them myself." But I think we also forget about that as service providers. You think, if I'm not trading, then I'm doing it myself. But sometimes you just need to go and just get a treatment and pamper yourself. And even I don't even tell anyone that I do aesthetics because I don't want to have to talk biz or anything like that. And I'm just like, just sit there. I'm here to relax. And we forget that as service providers. Like, when was the last time you had a facial?
Well, right? I did not long ago. I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, you did my last one, my gua sha one. But when I was doing aesthetics full time, never would have been my answer. Like, last time I had training, I don't know. Like, it would go a very long time.
Yeah,
unless it was a trade. But I don't want to get a facial and then get up and give a facial. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what you take on that day off or something, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I get that. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, a lot of things to take, I guess, but. You know, set a goal, I think, is a good one. It's like, okay, what out of all this information, what should I do first? What would help me with my time, my sanity? What would feed me the best? Some people that don't resonate with that, and I'm okay with that, that's fine. But setting yourself up with a simple goal that you can take out of all of this to help yourself, because you need to treat yourself better as sole entrepreneurs, because that's a lot of people have gotten into this industry because they think, oh, it's so amazing. You can set your own hours. You can take vacation when you want. You can, you know, helping people, you know, and I sound so sarcastic, but that's legitimate. We're all gone into this industry or still in the industry because we want to help people and care about them, right? But we forget about ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a huge part, especially if you're a mom or, you know, with a partner of some sort. Like, you know, maybe your parents are older, right? I mean, there's so many things. If you don't take care of yourself, you're no good to anybody else. And you're
also 100%. If you drain yourself, you can't give to your clients or your kids or your partner, right?
And a big one that resonated with me once when I had my kids, like, were really, really small. It was probably Oprah. I used to watch Oprah all the time. She was one that made that comment about take care of yourself first or else you're no good for anyone else. Like, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. The other one was, you're setting the example for your children. I went,
yeah.
What did they see that I'm doing and how I behave? And, you know, I used to go up to them when they were really little, say, "Mommy had a really chit day, chitty bad day." So, and I'd be down on my knees and talk to them. That's how they were just young, really small. So I just need a little bit of quiet while I cook dinner. You guys can go watch TV. I didn't care about that. So whatever, tube time, like, you know what I mean? What's the difference? They're on their iPods now and their iPhones and their tablets. And what's the difference of TV and that nowadays? It's the same concept.
For sure. So
anyways. And then they would start like having a little tiff with each other. Said, "Oh, what did mommy ask you guys? Just for 15 more minutes. It's half of your show. Just till the end of your show." So I gave them those guidelines and I just had to turn it off because it can be stressful days. And I didn't want to take it out on them. I knew I probably would start yelling and I didn't want to start being.
And you would if you didn't actually preempt it with something like that. You'd be like, no, I got this, I got this. But eventually you'll just burst.
Yes, you're a human. You're a human being. You can't do it all. So
yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I love it. It's like happy hour with a friend. And I don't mean it has to be alcohol. It can be tea time. It could be whatever, right? So, you know, I have a friend that every once in a while say, we'll go for a walk. Say, is it our date time? And it's a walk is what we do because we both enjoy a walk and then we can visit while we walk. And, you know, it's so many little things, but it's tough, but you gotta set those things, set those goals, people.
Absolutely. And I think remind yourself that you are the boss and how can you take advantage of that and make your life a little better balanced? We all need to work and make money, but you also need to show up every day fully. And what do you need to like fill yourself?
Yes. And for our listeners, we'd love to hear back from you. What are some things that you have done or what you're thinking the first thing you're going to do? And then how did it go? Do let us know. We are always here because it's for both. It's for you guys and us too, right?
Absolutely. Well, this has been great. Thanks for the chat and thanks everyone for listening.
Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.